You know, the Word of God is so special. From Genesis to Revelation, it gives us instructions about living and how we can have life and have it more abundantly. And then Jesus came and he verbalized all this stuff. So it's a red letter edition. It's in Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. Red letter edition. A student is not greater than the teacher. Now, these are some hard sayings. I got a whole book. That's what it's entitled, The Hard Sayings of Jesus. And there is some hard things that Jesus had to say. But it was for our good, not only his disciples at that time, but for us these 2,000 years later. A student is not greater than his teacher. A servant is not greater than the master. The student shares the teacher's faith. The servant shares the master's faith. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, how much more will it happen to you, the members of the household? But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything will be revealed. All that is secret will be made public. What I tell you now in darkness, shout abroad when daybreak comes. And when I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill you. They can only kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear God only. God only can destroy both soul and body in hell. Not even a sparrow worth only a half a penny can fall on the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to him than a whole flock of sparrows. If anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will openly acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. But if anyone denies me here on earth, I will deny that person before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. No, I came to bring a sword. I have come to set man against his father, and daughter against her mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemy will be right in your own household. If you love your father or your mother more than you love me, you're not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give it up for me, you will find it.